Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. Freedom is alive and well as pockets of resistance are building up in places where we usually don't see it. The so-called mainstream news ignores it, but there is a massive protest in Canada, and this is not just your typical little irrelevant gathering. This, it's made up of hardworking truck drivers that have had enough of President Trudeau's tyrannical mandates. While Canada may seem like our polite northern neighbors, they have had a much rougher time with the government and the lockdowns. While the government overreach has been building for several years, Trudeau's decree that all truckers must get the vaccine to continue their livelihoods was the proverbial straw breaking the camel's back. Fully loaded big trucks packing the capital of Canada, making it impossible for business as usual to continue, and the added genius of this protest is that those trucks are full of food, water, and everything that these truckers need to camp out until the tyranny is over. This smart and peaceful and persistent protesting, it's a beautiful thing. The radical left that has taken over Canada is going to learn that once this sort of thing starts and gains the commitment of average people that want their freedom back, the movement will never end until those freedoms are restored. That's how it works. Freedom is a far and distant memory in Australia, where the average person regrets having turned in their firearms. Social media coming out right now of the human rights abuses at the hands of their law enforcement is shocking. Over in Taiwan, freedom will be put to the test in a more conventional way. As soon after the Olympics, China will attempt an incursion into the tiny country. Ditto for Russia going into Ukraine. The United States government has no interest in carrying the torch for freedom, so countries like Japan, South Korea, Singapore, ironically Vietnam, and others will have to take a hard look at working together to stop China aggression. Even within China, the human inclination toward freedom can be seen, as the central government over there is having serious problems with its poor people. Instead of working for pitiful wages, many young people are now part of a lying flat movement, rejecting traditional jobs with lots of hours and little pay, instead in favor of seasonal work that pays more. With the evil Communist Party and inept factory leaders having serious trouble keeping up with production, I know all this seems far away and it's very sad the USA isn't participating, but the good news is we eventually will, and when we do, it will turn the tide. Don't get discouraged and do what you can locally. Did you know there is now a pro-freedom candidate running for Humboldt County Supervisor? Do you greet friends and neighbors with a happy "Let's go, Brandon"? Are you being the happy warrior, sharing conservative goodwill and cheer? Freedom is not something you buy in a store or hoard in a closet. It is a system of living that's constantly threatened by people that want to rule you. Sometimes it has to be earned, and that time for us to be a part of it, it's coming soon. This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.